Support for election coverage on KXCV KRNW comes from William Coy's Farm to Table Restaurant at Mazingo Lake, offering fine dining such as braised short ribs, pan-seared salmon, and more. William Coy's would like to say thank you to customers who continue to support local businesses during uncertain times. More information at williamcoy's.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation as we continue our KXCV KRNW 2020 election coverage. This morning, we'll be talking with the two candidates who are looking to represent Missouri's 6th Congressional District. This morning, we'll be talking with incumbent and Republican Sam Graves, as well as his opponent, Democrat Dr. Gina Ross. We're going to go ahead and ask the candidates 6 questions this morning, and we're going to go ahead and start with Congressman Graves. Congressman, kind of like the first day of school, but go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, as well as where you're from, and what led you down the path to wanting to be a U.S. representative?
That's a big question. I'm obviously born and raised and still live in Tarkio, Missouri, and grew up on the farm there and still farm actively with my brother and my son and my dad. But the way I got into politics was, you know, I just got frustrated at the representation that I saw in Jefferson City at the state level. And I decided to run. Instead of complaining about it, I decided to run against an incumbent, a powerful and entrenched incumbent, some time ago for state representative, and I won that seat. I beat an incumbent, and then 2 years later ran for the state Senate, and then the congressional seat opened up, and I ran for that. And it's something that I enjoy doing, representing folks and helping folks, and 51% of everything that a member of Congress does is actually helping people, and 49% of it is working on legislation and trying to solve problems. But it has more to do with helping people with their problems, and that could be something as simple as, you know, getting somebody's medals that they earned while they were in the military, to getting somebody's Social Security benefits that are messed up or clogged up, or Medicare benefits, and it's something that I love to do. And I always like to tell folks that I represent the 6th District to Washington, D.C. I don't represent Washington, D.C. back to the 6th District, and that's very important to me and something that I believe very strongly in.
Thank you. Dr. Ross, same question. Go ahead and give a summary of who you are, where you're from, and what led you down the path of wanting to be a U.S. representative.
Well, Dr. Gina Ross, I'm a native of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Single mother of 3 young adult children now, running for Congress or just in any office is something that I always dreamt of doing. It was just something I always wanted to do, but I needed to raise my children first. I have a PhD in public policy and administration, so I studied this, you know, with an emphasis in local government management. I have a master's in public administration, a bachelor's degree in business administration with a minor in organizational psychology and development, you know, how to bring people together when there's resistance, and then an associate's in urban ministries, which was a course to how to deal with the urban poor. I went to Los Angeles to live as a homeless person for 7 days at the Dream Center, because really you can't tell someone how to live or how to do if you've never been in their shoes, so to speak. So that was one of my experiences. I'm an assistant professor at Kansas City, Kansas Community College. I teach business and American government. I'm also an adjunct with Baker University. This is not my first run for any elect office. In 2019, I ran for Platte County R3 School Board District as school board candidate. So I'm a member of the NAACP. I'm also a member of the Business and Professional Women's Federation, COJIC. I'm a licensed evangelist missionary in the Church of God in Christ. And I'm a former juvenile correction officer, a former constituent services representative. 2015, I worked for Claire McCaskill when she was a U.S. senator on a contract. Also, I'm a member of the National Society of Leadership and Success and Pi Alpha Alpha. Those are national honor societies. So I graduated with honors with my master's and my doctorate degree. I'm a public servant, a transformational leadership and an activist in my own right. I'm not biased, I'm very transparent. I just want liberty, equality, and justice for all. We the people of a party.
Let's go ahead and stick with Dr. Ross on this next question. The District 6 in Missouri represents about 750,000 Missourians. And just for a visual for listeners at home, that's basically the northern part of the state. District 6 is the entire northern part of the state, pretty much. And so with that in mind, my first question about the district is, what do you see as the biggest issue facing Missourians in District 6, and how would you go about fixing that issue?
The biggest thing and the biggest concern that I've heard from people stressing to me is that the county is so big, which it is big with 36 counties, that some counties feel like they're just left behind. Some feel as though just 1% is represented and not the other 99%. But that is just like one of the biggest issues. And then up north in some of those areas, they need broadband, you know, they need internet, they need infrastructure. With 36 counties, there's so many needs. But every county doesn't have the exact same need. So I just wouldn't want no county left behind. I want a way where I can touch and reflect all of them so everybody feels like they're a part of and not left behind.
Thank you, Dr. Ross. Congressman Graves, same question. What do you see as the biggest issue facing the 750,000 Missourians that call District 6 home, and how would you go about fixing that issue?
So the 6th District is a very large district geographically. It's the same population as all the rest of the districts, but geographically it's very large. A total of 36 counties, and it includes suburban areas in the Kansas City area, as well as very rural areas throughout the rest of the district. Probably the biggest issue, and there are so many issues that face people in the 6th District, you know, whether that's agriculture or transportation or education or safe neighborhoods, whatever the case may be, I would say the economy is probably the biggest factor that you hear from folks more than anything else. Now, what's interesting about that is in an agriculture economy, so many times weather has a bigger impact on the economy than, you know, traditional economic indicators. But obviously, when it comes down to that economy, if you're specifically speaking to rural areas, you know, it comes down to things like trade. It comes down to good food policy. And food policy is something that's important from the standpoint of we have the most affordable, most abundant, the safest food supply in the world. And it's very hard for an individual to represent agriculture in a rural district if they've never lived agriculture in a rural district. So that's probably the biggest thing, you know, but, you know, people throughout this district, they want the same things. You know, they want good schools for their kids. They want safe neighborhoods. They want good roads and bridges. They want the freedom that we have here in rural America, and it's something that needs to be protected.
All right, let's go ahead and stick with Congressman Graves for the next question. What is an issue that is important to you that you think Missourians should care about, yet you don't see expressed a lot whenever you do travel throughout the district?
That's an interesting question because, you know, I spend a lot of time in the district and a lot of time moving around my district. In fact, I'm back every single weekend and out in the community is moving around, and you really don't come across an issue that I think widely more important than what the folks see. Folks are pretty smart about figuring out what is those issues that are important. And even the one thing that I might say, if you travel around the country outside of my district, and folks in my district get this, but I would say the thing that worries me more than anything else is just the people in the world or countries or enemies in the world that want to hurt U.S. citizens or want to hurt the United States, you know, whether that is terrorist organizations or countries that just want to simply do harm to us here in the United States. It's easy to take our freedom and our liberty for granted here in the United States because we enjoy it, and it's something that is a part of us, but there are people out there that, that want to take that away. And when you get away from, you know, it's been 20 years since 9/11, September 11th, 2001, or at least 19 years. And the farther away from that you get, the more complacent some folks in the United States are when it comes to the protections that, that we enjoy here in the United States, you know, under our Constitution. So that is something, you know, moving around the country that is a concern to me. I think folks in rural areas, they get that and they understand it because they talk about it, but some parts of the country, they don't.
Thank you, Congressman. Same question for Dr. Ross. What's an issue that's important to you that you think the Missourians of District 6 should care about, yet you don't see it expressed a lot when you're traveling throughout the district?
Well, a lot of people have brought to my attention, and like a lot of the younger people too, is climate change. They're big on climate change. I had some people reach out to me about controlled nuclear fusion, you know, just a cleaner energy, renewable energy. You know, a lot of people want health care, you know, need that coverage. You know, some people won't say anything at all, and some will just diddle off of what other people say. So you do hear health care on the campaign trail. On my end, from what I'm talking about, as law and as far as education, infrastructure, you hear a lot. But again, touched on that broadband, the internet access, flood control, agriculture, and just a lot of COVID-19, some expansion on things that should have been stressed during this pandemic time. There needs to be more of that. That needs to be talked about on the campaign trail.
We're talking with the two candidates looking to represent Missouri's 6th Congressional District, Republican Sam Graves and Democrat Gina Ross. Let's go ahead and stick with Ross on this next question. Some of the things that I've noticed over the years doing news is that sometimes disagreements amongst Republicans and Democrats are amplified to the point where I believe that most Americans don't think bipartisanship happens. But talking with lawmakers over the year, I believe it still does. And I guess that leads into my question, which is, just so the voters of Missouri know, in what ways will you reach across the aisle and work with Republicans?
I don't have a problem working with anybody as long as it's for the good of the Missourians and for all people. I'm not going to compromise what's right, what's wrong, and what's fair. I'm going to do what's right to represent. So, and I'm not going to be bought either. I can't be bought. But what I will say is what's right for the people, I don't care if it's a Republican, Democrat, I don't care what party you're in. If it benefits people and it's legit for people and people are going to get the best benefit out of it, then I'm all for it.
Thank you, Dr. Ross. Same question for Congressman Graves. Just so the voters of Missouri know that bipartisanship does still happen in D.C., what ways will you be reaching across the aisle and working on issues with Democrats?
Well, there's a lot of issues. And the unfortunate part is at least when it comes to the national media, a lot of times they don't carry the successes or the bipartisan bills because, you know, they want to talk about the battles and the fights. And most of that is from the leadership standpoint, you know, the two leadership levels on the Republican and Democrat side tend to be the ones that that are fighting each other, whereas rank and file members, you know, they want to get into to Washington, get their work done, and get back home. And you just look at some of these successes, you know, that I have had just in the Transportation Committee. We can just talk about this year alone. The Water Resources Bill, a bill that governs all of our inland waterways, and we authorize this bill every 2 years, and we've already passed it out of committee and out of the House, and it's a very bipartisan bill. Another bill that's coming up is what we call a certification issue for aviation and aviation products as a result of some of the accidents we've seen around the world as of late, and so we came up with a bill to address those, and we worked together, Democrats and Republicans, and the way the Transportation Committee works, and I'm very proud of this, and it doesn't matter whether, you know, I've worked it from the majority side and being chairman of various committees, and I've also worked it from the minority side and being the ranking member of various committees. And the way you get things done is just working across the aisle, and you get to be friends with folks on the other side, in my case with Democrats, and you learn how to work with them, and you learn how to come to an agreement and get it done. The unfortunate part is we have folks on both the Republican side and the Democrat side in the extremes that just want to blow the system up. You know, they don't want to work together. They don't want to compromise. And that's a problem. And it ends up being the folks in the middle, whether you're a moderate Democrat or a moderate Republican, those are the folks that end up getting so much of this stuff done outside of the leadership battles that you see. And it happens all the time. Another bill is the Coast Guard reauthorization bill. That's a bill that's you know, not very sexy in terms of wanting to do news on, but it's something that is vitally important to our nation and to the security of our nation. And it's a bill that just sailed right through and you know, got worked on and something that, you know, that we can be proud of.
All right. Thank you, Congressman. Let's go ahead and stick with you for this next question. For our listeners in particular, for the Northwest Missouri region, there's a lot of lingering concerns still about the Missouri River, especially after the floods of 2019. What kind of legislation would you introduce that would not only benefit Missourians impacted by potential floods in the future, but also how can you pick up support from both sides in D.C. on this issue?
Well, the biggest thing is changing the way the Missouri River is managed by the Corps of Engineers. And that's really the only thing that has changed over the last two or three decades and caused the problems that we're seeing when it comes to the flooding is the way the river is managed. Originally, the river was managed based on navigation and flood control. And that's the reason we built the reservoirs up north in South Dakota. Well, what's happened and what's changed over the years is we've seen tourism develop on those reservoirs. We've seen development on those reservoirs. We've seen, you know, the fishing industry on those reservoirs. And then you couple that with much of the environmental concerns. And what I mean by that is you know, wildlife habitat and things such as that has changed the way the river is managed. And so it's no longer managed based on that navigation and flood control, and that needs to change. And it's something I've been working on for some time. It's something that is very, very, very tough to get passed overall. We make small changes all the time, and slowly we're getting there. And I'm going to continue that process of reelected and that I've been working on for some time now, and making those little bits and pieces, clawing our way along until we ultimately get the management of the river change. It's slowly happening, but sometimes it takes a long time to turn a ship, and this is no different than any other. But that is something that that is always a big concern, and every year, you know, you worry about, you know, the amount of rainfall and whether or not the reservoirs have been drained off or have the capacity to hold the snow melt. And because we're dealing with people's lives and communities and businesses and farms, and it's unfortunate that we have so many other competing interests now.
Thank you, Congressman. Same question for Dr. Ross. What kind of legislation in D.C. would you introduce that would not only benefit Northwest Missourians who are along the Missouri River and help quell some of the fears of potential floods, but also introduce legislation that could pick up support from both sides in D.C.?
There needs to be a bill passed that really, if there has been a flood, everything needs to be in place. It needs to be checked out quarterly, you know, even more than quarterly, to make sure that it's all efficient, because it affects the livelihoods of the farmers, you know, of people in the district. And it's so unfair for farmers to lose everything and lose all their money, and then there's really no help. Or, you know, it's like, oh, well, you're on your own because you live in a flood zone. That's not right. We need to help these people by any means possible.
Thank you, Dr. Ross. Final question for both of you, and we'll stick with Dr. Ross first. Go ahead and give us a brief sales pitch as to why you're the best candidate to represent District 6.
I'm the best because it's time to make that change. Business as usual is no longer acceptable. I'm here to reach those that feel like they're lost, that have been left out. I just want us to be together. We're better together. I want us to be unified. I don't want no county left behind. I don't want no person left behind. I am strong on unity, and I believe in leading by example. And, you know, I want to have town hall meetings. I want to communicate. I want us to collaborate together. I just want us to be as one. You know, you don't have to like each other or, you know, be best friends or any of that. But when it comes to our livelihoods, put all your biases, whatever your issues are, put them aside so that we can thrive and move forward, especially after this pandemic time, whenever we come out of it. We're better together, and I'm that one to represent. I'm true, I'm honest, I'm brave, I'm bold, and I will fight for you. And again, I can't be bought.
Thank you, Dr. Ross. Congressman Graves, same question. Go ahead and give us a sales pitch as to why you're the best candidate to continue representing District 6.
Well, District 6, again, is a very diverse district, and it is a very rural district, and that's what I am. You know, that's what I continue to do and continue to be. And I'm home every single weekend, and that's what keeps me grounded. And the most important message is what I have always said. Is that I represent the 6th District to Washington, D.C. I do not represent Washington, D.C. Back to the 6th District, and that is so very important. Sometimes members of Congress forget where they're from, but, you know, that's one thing that folks never have to worry about with me because, you know, that's what I am and who I am. So I appreciate the support I've always had very much, and I hope it continues.
I want to thank you both for coming on this morning and talking with us here on KXCV, KRNW. Once again, that was the two candidates looking to represent Missouri's 6th Congressional District, incumbent Republican Sam Graves, as well as Democrat Dr. Gina Ross. You'll be seeing both those candidates on the ballot on November 3rd. Once again, don't forget to get registered to vote, as well as vote on November 3rd. I'm Jeremy Warner, and you've been listening to 2020 election coverage here on KXCV KRNW.